Well, happy June, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Globetrotting ADs. Actually, I think it's our second in June because we met up last week as well.
Start again? We just started. You can start again. No.
Yeah.
No, keep it going. Keep it rolling.
Welcome to the Globetrotting ADs. This podcast is for you, athletic directors, activity coordinators, coaches, and program associates based in international schools around the world. The Globetrotting ADs is proudly hosted by Nick DeForest from the American International School Vienna and Matt Fleming from the American International School of Budapest. Here they are now, Nick and Matt and the Globetrotting ADs.
Hey, everybody. It's approaching the end of the school year. We're already almost there. So the light is very bright at the end of the tunnel. So hang in there, everyone, if you're listening to this episode or if you're already on summer break, congratulations. And I hope you're enjoying it. But if you're almost to the finish line, hang in there. It's going to be a great summer. But we just wanted to have a wrap up for the Globetrotting ADs and kind of cover some highlights of the year. Things that happened, kind of a year in review, sort of a brief one, and kind of a little bit of sneak preview of looking forward to stuff that's going to happen next school year, which we're very excited about. And so this is a good time just to take a little inventory of ourselves of what's happened with the Globetrotting ADs this year and which one we've had. So joined once again by my partner in crime over in Vienna, Nick DeForest. How are we doing, Nick?
Yes, very good, very good. I think anyone who listens to this all the way through gets some bonus points. Matt, I'll share what my wife said earlier to me. She asked, another podcast. Yeah, last one, though. Last one of the season. And she said, okay, who's your guest? And I said, no, there's no guest. It's just Matt and I. She said, oh, okay. What are you guys going to talk about? I said, well, I don't really know. But we're gonna figure some stuff out. And she said, well, that sounds like I won't be listening to that episode.
Well, she's going to miss out.
She, totally. Totally going to miss out.
We got some juicy tidbits.
We will. I have a list. You have a list. We're going. We're going. But before we get to the list, this is episode 84 in total, 20th of this season, and the 84th in total. Pretty cool.
It's great. Yeah. So we've already said we will definitely be coming back next year for five, because that'll be our fifth anniversary going forward. And then we're going to be shooting for our 100th episode at some point.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm guessing maybe sometime in the new year. It's kind of like when LeBron James is going for the all-time scoring rep.
When's it going to be? When's it going to pass? Get your bets in now.
Yeah, we do a little lottery, maybe some pride.
Yeah, we might have to do something like a special episode, the 100. Like, I mean, my school does a 100th day of school party in elementary. I think many schools do that, right? Kids wear hats with 100. Some kids dress up like they're 100 years old. All sorts of stuff.
Maybe we'll have some new swag we can send out. Yeah. We'll have to think about that for sure in the new year. Yeah. Some kind of contest we can have for our loyal listeners out there in the athletic director's world of international schools.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, what's your list? Start us off. So
I was looking back in the fall season, some highlights that we covered and then some other things. And it all started off, of course, back in August with us meeting up in Hungary for a quick kickoff. And then we met again at the teacher softball tournament for the CSIS Teachers Softball Tournament here in Budapest, which was great.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to coming back this time to Vienna for that.
Yeah, let me give a shout out. That's something we're looking forward to. And I wrote everybody this week, but there's actually 8 different schools are going to play in this tournament in August, with then other schools sending, you know, some people, some individuals coming. So that's going to be pretty epic. That'll be the biggest one ever. Yeah.
Good time.
Yep.
Good softball. Good social. And then after that, of course, you went to Brussels
yeah.
for the Greater Purpose Conference.
That was my book tour. The book tour.
So that was a great conference for you to attend, and some of our folks we know went to it as well. So we look forward to that coming back in 24, right?
Yeah, January.
So I'm sure we'll have an episode to highlight that and promote that conference, which will be great. Then after that, going into September, we had a chance to reconnect with our CISA colleagues in person for the first time in a long time when we went to Bucharest. That was great. We did a little recap video and kind of got a feel for what folks were doing or what things were happening in CISA world.
Yeah,
that was great. And then, you know, we had some great guests this year. Looking back, I think for me, some highlights were having Emily Meadows and talking about integrating LGBTQT policies into your school and dealing with a variety of upcoming issues we're dealing with in our international school settings. So that was great, very informative. She was a great host. And then I got to actually meet her in person shortly afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, John O'Sullivan we had as well, who was great.
Yeah, that was a good episode after meeting him in Brussels. And they were coming close to our most listened episode, right? And I would have thought it would have been John O'Sullivan. He was close, but not the first.
Right. So going into December, we made it to the NIAAA conference once again in Nashville, met up with some old colleagues, which was great, and did some quality PD and did a little round table while we were there with some friends. Then in the new year, we got a chance to chat with some friends in Asia, which was great. You'll have to refresh my memory because I can't remember exactly off the top of my head.
That was right after Tom and Turner, and that was right after everything opened up in China. So that was great. Good, timely episode, Matt. We're very timely with some of our episodes.
Yeah, it was great because you could feel the energy from the guys from kicking the programs back into gear and getting started and getting those chances to organize tournaments and do those exchanges. So that was really cool to hear about and support them with that. We learned about some really cool master's programs out there that ADs can take advantage of if they're looking to do a master's program. So we talked to
some different ones. Yeah, we had Greg in Mizzou. That's unique. And Tim at FSU, they're both not just your normal athletic admin programs. So that was pretty cool.
Well, if you're in that situation and you forgot maybe and you need a little refresher, just go back to the Globetrotten ADs website, globetrottenads.com, and you can see the list of all the podcasts we've done this year and more details in there about master's program. Let's see. Then we went into the spring. We were in the CISA conference again, this time in Vilnius. That was good. Met up with our colleagues once again. And later on in the spring, or I think it was in the spring, or maybe it was in the wintertime, our highest rate.
Yes, highest rate in the winter. Yeah.
Tickets listened show.
Yes.
Our most listened was about double duty.
Yeah. ADs at small schools teaching and doing everything. And that was Melvin and Neil, two of our closer DVAC colleagues. Would have never thought. And I'll have to let them know if they don't listen to this next time I see them.
Yeah. So then, of course, heading into the spring, we had a few more episodes, some more guests. We also interviewed from Vilnius.
Juju,
learning about how to promote your program. So,
and now we're here.
Oh, here we are.
It was a whirlwind. That was a year in review.
Yeah. So
a lot happened in between. And I think there was a few stretches there where we just were not excited. I think May we did one episode, which was our slowest month. But I think that's when things were starting to heat up with, end of the year stuff, tournaments, the year like weighing down upon all of our shoulders around the world. Right? What do you think? What was your year like? Not your podcast year, Matt, but your...
This year was... it was a great year, for sure, in the fact that getting back into travel full-time and hosting tournaments for multiple day tournaments, which we hadn't done in a while. Starting to do those again in the fall was a lot of fun. Good to see that energy back in the school and excited about it, and having the seniors back in the swing with getting a chance to participate in three seasons. So, it raised the energy level, but it also drained a lot on our energy levels because it took a while to get into the back into the swing of, really on top of everything. And I think the big shock for us too was, the costs have really gone up for our animals, and which is a lot different than it used to be, of course, because, this time around we were staying in hotels and it's jacked up the costs, and flights were more expensive. And so we had some that were pretty reasonable. We could do some good road trips by bus, train, which worked out well. But some of our other trips going further abroad were a little on the high side. So that was a little bit of a shock to the system, and something we had to deal with. We made it. But other than that, I think for us it was a great year. We had, I would probably say, record numbers of kids out for sports. Oh. This spring season alone, we had over 150 middle school kids, which is more than half of the student population. So a lot of kids out for sports, multiple teams with A, B, C, without the cut kids. So, it was a challenge to get more coaches to fill those roles, but I was lucky enough to have people step up, and they didn't have the experience. They learned quickly, and we put them together with people who could help them out, which was great. And so I was really, overall, I was really pleased with the way things worked out, the numbers. I can't think of any major disappointments that happened, but very proud and happy with the way our kids responded and the coaches, of course. So it was good to see the traditions kick back into shape.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, it was a bit of a roller coaster, like the beginning, everything really excited, super energy, everything's back, kind of on a high. And then the winter season was like, holy crap, when is it going to be summer? Everything's just harder. It seems like it takes more time because you forget how things, last minute. Oh yeah, we used to do this. We have to do that before this event. And then now in the spring, like, I know you might kill me, but I'm not really ready for summer. I really enjoyed the spring. I got lots of things that I want to do right now. And I could go a few more weeks, I think, which is super weird. I don't think I felt that ever at this point.
When you come home from work and you need a little time to decompress and just kind of wind down a little bit. And I think that'll take place, of course, at some point this summer for sure.
Yeah, I mean, a week in, not next week, but the week after, I'm in Greece on the beach, and then I won't be wishing I was back at school.
When I don't know what day it is, or I know what day it is, and I kind of had to catch myself and ask myself, what is today? That's why I'm on vacation, so I'm looking forward
to it. I'm working hard on the surveys. I want to go through the surveys. So if you're out there, you haven't filled in the survey, fill in the survey, share it. I asked one question: how has this year been post-COVID compared to normal years? And I just looked really 20 minutes ago at a couple of the answers, and I just went through the first five or so responses, and they were really like top the way I'm feeling. So I'll just read two out. One was crazy and way more challenging. And then one more was more challenging, but could be the perception. And this is the best part. And I think it's for all of us, is that we had to have to retrain our students, parents, coaches, and everybody. It's just really getting that culture back, right? I think that's what made the year so challenging.
I agree, because you're trying to do so much to make things happen, right? There's a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross when you're planning all this stuff. And it's one thing just to do all the planning work necessary and get the information out about the trips, but that other piece of behavior, expectations, we didn't forget, but it just didn't come to the forefront like it should have.
Sure.
Yep. an incident or two.
Like really, really positive was we just last week had our in-person sports banquets, and we have a high school and a middle school one. And the high school one is really fancy, full buffet, just really, really nice. And the seniors this year were in eighth grade the last time we had in-person events like that. So no one in the gym, except for a few coaches, had been at that kind of a banquet before. And they were just blown away. They couldn't believe it. And that was really great because they were like, "Has it always been like this?" We're like, "Yeah, yeah. We used to do this every year. We'll do it again next year." And that was really cool. They were really thankful, and especially the seniors. A lot of parents came as well, and they were so glad that they could experience that at least, you know, one time.
Was that before graduation or after?
No, it was after.
Okay. And still turn out from seniors?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Really good. Yeah, they want to know who wins the award, the big awards, and no, it's always, they know when it is. Thankfully, that's one thing that, you know, but it was on the Monday after graduation, and then on the Wednesday is when all the seniors plan to go on their senior trip to, I think almost all of them went to Croatia.
Huh.
At the same place, so. But yeah, they planned it around it, which is great.
Yeah, so I mean, overall, for me, yeah, a good, very good year, very good year.
Yeah, cool. Well, we're getting into summer. What's your summer plans? Where are we going to see each other?
Yeah, so we'll see each other in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to do a special pod from there. We're going to catch up in Cleveland, Ohio, and go do a Cleveland Guardians baseball game.
I almost said Indians, and then I was going to say Jacobs Field. I was going to say Jacobs Field. What is it?
Progressive Field.
And the name Guardians is very progressive, changing the name. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. And having Nick in my neck of the woods, so that'll be cool.
And what are your real plans? Because I'm just invading for a couple of days. What's your big plan?
Yeah, so that we're just going to go back. I'm going to go to New Orleans for a couple of days. I'm on my way back to the States, first stop, and catch up with some old friends of mine who I used to work with here in Budapest, who are all spread out throughout the greater United States and beyond. We're all gathered. There's about six of us that are going to gather up in New Orleans and just hang out and catch up. My guys is having a birthday. He's turning 50, so that's going to be a good reason to meet up. Then I'll be in Ohio for the rest of the time, other than four or five days in Las Vegas. I have a wedding to go to my nephew. Never been there before, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, New Orleans and Vegas, that's pretty good. Some pretty good highlights. Nice. Yeah.
US.
Yeah, that's it. Like, when I'm going to Cleveland. Woohoo.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. And just catching up with friends and family back home, of course, and just rebooting my battery.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. Good. Read a couple books, sit around, drink some coffee. I mentioned Greece, and the mini Cleveland stop will be in the middle of 2 weeks in Canada, so that'll be good. That's the main trip. Yeah, then back over here. Big volleyball tournament I'm going to go watch, European Championships, some local stuff.
When's that happening?
That's first week of August, and actually I'm going to be an announcer at the European Under-23 Baseball Championships, which is in Austria. I'm going to do the live stream. That's in mid-August, so that'll be cool.
And then we'll reconnect, like I said earlier, in Vienna on August 19th. For the annual CISA Teacher Softball Tournament. That'll be great.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's
Let's see. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to next year on the horizon. What's happening for AIS Vienna?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. A normal year, I think, hopefully. Now we can say, like, yeah, you remember this from last year all the time. You know, everyone's like, I mean, that's in a good way, but everyone's retrained and they're back, you know, and it's hopefully smooth sailing, but still some differences. Let's talk about the conferences briefly, because a lot of us in Europe have reshuffled some conferences. So we're out of SCIS. We were a founding member of SCIS, and now we're out. And our other conference, ISST, is now going to have everything. It's going to be an all-encompassing conference, which should be, I don't know, easier to organize. 8 schools. Tournaments should be easier. We're going to combine. We're staying in hotels, and we're going to combine a lot of things where we couldn't with housing. So in the fall, we're hosting a varsity girls soccer and a varsity boys volleyball at the same time. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be pretty cool. Yours changed too, Matt.
Yeah, so the landscape of the AISB sports program is much different. So going forward, we will be, SCIS will be our primary league for our end of season tournaments. So we had 5 schools leave the SCIS organization, including Vienna, Frankfurt, Munich, Brussels, and Zurich. Mm-hmm. So we've come from 12 schools down to 7, actually 13 originally, and then we went down to 9, then 8, then 7. Then we picked up 2 new schools, so Prague and Bucharest will be joining us. So now, next year, there was a lot of fluctuation. That was another challenge.
Yeah.
All that organized and working with everybody, as well as the directors and the AEs. But I think we're in good shape. We're feeling pretty good about everything going forward. Yeah. So next year, this will be a 7-team league with schools in Budapest, Warsaw, Bucharest, Prague. So the big schools from CISA, plus
Zurich,
British School of Brussels, and Basel. Operate as a 7-team league for next year, looking at some point possibly to add an 8th if the fit's right. We'll have to see how that goes. I might have an update for you guys later next fall. We'll see how that goes. And then the big change for us is we're going to go back to housing. So we're going to be a little different than the ISST league, where we're going back to housing. So originally when we were planning our calendar, that wasn't a factor. I was in the same situation. I was going to host a double tournament for, I think, soccer and volleyball as well, but once we got back to housing, we had to divvy things up again, so we weren't housing kids. So, but it worked out. So we had a good working session with figuring all that out with all the ADs, and we've got a good calendar in place for next year with just this.
I really like the hotels. You know, I was a super fan of housing. But I really like the hotels, actually. It made the tournaments more enjoyable as a host. Yeah, and for my kids, both my daughters traveled a lot and stayed in hotels and just had a great time. They got to know so many more people from other teams that they, you know, they wouldn't have met if they just went back to one person's house. My whole coaching salary in the spring went to their spring trips. so that is an issue, not a factor for me. Obviously, they can play on anything they want to play on and go anywhere they want to go. But for some people, I think as the year goes on, that's a big factor. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'll have some news to report. You know, we'll do a progress report when we reconvene at the start of next year and let you guys know how it's all going. Because I know, you know, there's a lot of schools all over the world that are either in the same situations as us. They're housing or they're going to hotels. Maybe some places are doing a hybrid of sorts. So I'd actually be interested to hear how that's going once those programs kick back into place next year. So if you guys are out there listening and you know what your plan is for next year, whether it's including housing or a hotel or a mix, we'd love to hear how that's going. So we'll find a way to get that information and share it out and see what's happening.
Well, that's a good segue into, you know, next season. If we're going to get 20 episodes again, we need some good ideas from anyone out there if they want to be on or share something you do great or, want to know about something, we just do a pod about it. So, I mean, all our episodes don't come from people like that, our own ideas as well, but I don't know, probably about half. Hey, Matt?
Yeah, that's what's great about, especially now we're having these in-person meetings. If we're sitting and having a beer and chit-chatting about stuff that's happening in our home schools, and the idea pops up like, hey, we should do a pod about that, you know, or we should get in touch with that person. We're always open to, of course, you know, it's been our mantra since we've been in operation, right? That's where our background is all about. Our backbone is sharing information and making things better in our school setting. So, we're all ears for sure.
All right. Well, let's call it a wrap. Let's call it a wrap on season 4.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for participating, listening, and have a great summer.
Kukri are a global multi-sport clothing brand specializing in providing the world's most prestigious schools with bespoke, made, and designed team uniforms for students of all standards and abilities. If you are frustrated by inconsistent colors, branding, costs, and sizing across your school's uniform, then it's time to discuss an offering where every sport is available, from softball to soccer, for male and female athletes, at rates to suit your budget. To find out how Kukri could elevate the apparel of your student athletes to a professional level, email the team at contact@kukrisports.com. A dedicated sales manager will offer you a quote today. Mention this ad and receive a special offer on your coach or PE staff order.
Until next week, this has been another episode of the Globetrotten ADs.